My true self. What is my true self? My true self. I got a little note from my son yesterday, and he writes, "Hi, Dad. You asked me to use my column, my talk about my dog, and put him into the gist and the new and the in the gist in the newsletter." And I said, "Yes, I did." And he said, "Well, go right ahead. It sounds like fun. Bugsy would love it too." And then he said, "You're always looking for fun, Dad. You're always looking at the fun side of life. And that is one of the things I like so much about you. I hope I have learned to do that as well as you. Some of my customers have commented on my happy attitude, so I must have learned something from you and how to express my true self." Oh, Mark, you have indeed learned how to express your true self. Every time I read anything that you write, I may want to be an editor and correct things here and there, but your content, your way of expressing yourself, your genius is so outstanding, so magnificent. I'm like the maid standing around Michelangelo, and he's making his statue, and he's chipping away and chipping away, and I'm cleaning up the dust. I'm cleaning up the chips that are falling on the floor. And I'm failing to look, or am I failing to look, at the beautiful statuary that Michelangelo is creating? I know that I stand in awe of that statue as I see it emerge out of that piece of stone. And so I stand in awe of you, Mark, as you emerge out of that wonderful genius that you are, the wonderful, brilliant son that you are of mine. It's a magic time. It's your real self, your true self, and my true self sees you. And how wonderful that is. How wonderful that is. How wonderful it is to know our true self. How wonderful it is to know all the magic and all the wonder and all the beingness that we are. How wonderful that is to know that. My true self. Each one of us have an opportunity to know our true self, to be our true self, to express our true self, to live our true self, and to have fun doing it. But do we do it with all our heart? I delight in reading the stories that Mark writes, because as he writes them from the inside out. He writes them from his heart. As he said about his little new puppy dog that he got, he said, "Bugsy has been teaching me to have fun too." And what a lovely thing. Well, Bugsy is a shelter dog who was about to go down. But Mark's wife, Leslie, saw that dog and couldn't resist it and said, "I want that dog." And they took that dog to their ranch, the Earth Star Ranch. And as they took him onto the ranch, the dog ran around and was so happy and so happy. And Leslie is quite an artist with making blankets and doing all that sort of stuff, making sewing them up and belonging to a blanket sewing group, and she just has more fun. So she made a suit for Bugsy, because Bugsy had, in his neglect, gotten mange, and the mange was up and down his back, and it was kind of tough. So they put medication on the mange, and it needed to keep Bugsy from scratching it or touching it. So they put this beautiful little sweater on Bugsy. And Bugsy says, "Oh, okay, that's my little scratcher all by itself. Whenever I move, it scratches me and makes me feel very good. Ho, 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 ho. I beat you, beat you, beat you." And Bugsy beat him. And Bugsy gets scratched as he runs along. Well, Bugsy is not a slow dog. Bugsy is a dog that wants to run as fast as you can imagine. Bugsy wants to always be everywhere and do everything. Bugsy has more fun than you can imagine because Bugsy loves himself. Bugsy thinks, I'm a great dog. And you look at Bugsy and he's a little runt. He's like a long wiener. And he's a bit chihuahua and a bit this and a bit that. And he is mostly love, mostly joy, mostly enthusiasm, mostly fantastic feeling of joy and harmony and happiness. He just is everything that is good because he loves himself. He loves himself and he thinks that he's a wonderful dog. He thinks he's a fantastic dog. And he is. It's his true self. Now, Mark looked at Bugsy, and he looked right past the outer appearances, and he says, that's a good dog. He's a pilot like I am. He's a dog that appreciates airplanes. He's a dog that appreciates everything I do. He's just a wonderful dog. And Leslie looked at the Bugsy, and he said, what a beautiful dog. What a lovely attitude you have. Oh, you're so gentle. You're so lovely. And a snuggly puppy. What a snuggly baby. And he's not too old, but he is just so happy. Well, the days go by at Earthstar, and Mark and Leslie and Bugsy and all of their other pets and all their other friends and all the workers at the Earthstar Aircraft Company, where Mark designs and builds aircraft, ultralight aircraft, selling it around the world. He just has a great time. Well, what does Bugsy think of all this? Bugsy thinks, well, it doesn't take me long to adopt myself into a new family. When I see people who really love me for myself, not for anything else, not because I'm a special breed or something, but for myself, then that I can be my true self, and I am my true self because that is what I love, and that's what I am. And so Bugsy goes around in his beautiful 100-acre property there just having fun. He stays off the runway when the airplanes are going up and down, but he stands on the side and watches him. And when Mark has his little toy airplanes, his little airplanes that he practices on, and he flies them up, Bugsy knows right where it's going to land, and he's right there. And he just has some more fun, and he walks along with such pride and such love of his true self. Well, now, because Bugsy loves his true self, because Mark loves his true self, because Leslie loves her true self, because everyone in Mark's world loves them true, their true self, Bugsy had to be that way. You may have read about other dogs that Mark had, because he wrote about all his dogs. And every dog that he wrote about was a dog of monumental love. They knew their true self, and they love their true self, and they live their true self. When you love your true self and live your true self and delight in your true self, you'll find that every desire of your heart is manifest now. Bugsy found his home. Bugsy found his new parents. Bugsy found his new life. Bugsy found everything. And Mark and Leslie found their new delight in Bugsy. And they will never run out of delight. When you know your true self, everyone wants you in their world. When you know your true self, everybody thinks you are supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. You're wonderful. You're fantastic. You're glorious. You are the most. When you know your true self, that's it. And Mark says, I taught him how to express his true self. Well, I didn't teach him how to express his true self. I just expressed mine. And I saw Mark being himself and having fun. And all of his life, he has been a person who expressed his true self by being himself and having fun. Everyone didn't always agree with him, but everyone delighted in seeing him be his true self and seeing him live his life in a most monumentally wonderful, fantastic way that made him a super happy guy. You and I are super happy guys. We are super happy beings because we know who we are. And we are who we are. We are our true self, now and always. Have a good day. My reflection, I love you.